So how much real estate do you plan on selling? Well, I'm recording this. I'm gonna go ahead, I guess, tomorrow and file a,
You do whatever you want, and I'll do what I want.
Oh, I'm sure you will, but you're going to end up having to do what the law is, wants.
That's fine. You got to do what the law says, too.
Like what?
That don't mean whatever.
I talked to Susan. Essentially, Susan, the rest of the family agree that your power of attorney has to end, and you have to make accountability for it. You have to take mama down here. You have to take mom down here. And essentially, we want you to essentially give up your power of attorney, sign over this farm to myself, and give an accounting for what you've done, or we will file for a guardian for mom.
Okay.
And hold you.
Have at it.
Okay.
My sister was a snake.
What do you mean? I never told you that. You're living in half my house.
I asked you back in 2005 if I could live in my own house. No, I don't want you living that close to me.
That's a lie.
Well, you know, you're the lying piece of shit.
That's
you're
a lie.
A piece of dog.
I mean, I'm not ill.
You and sister just suck each other's ass for all I care.
Okay. Well, I guess. I mean, if you're not going to see reason, you go to prison. Don't bail on me.
You've been to prison?
Yeah, I've been to jail. I ain't been to prison.
Well, you've been in the nut house for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, it seems like that. I'm gonna go ahead and tell anybody who buys this is buying a lawsuit.
Whatever.
Because you don't have. Because you essentially are embezzling money. Anybody who buys this place will be buying a lawsuit.
It don't belong to me.
It belongs to mom. That's exactly right. And you are not. You are not to be trusted with doing this here.
Whatever.
I mean, if I have to send you prison, I will.
Do whatever you can do.
Okay.
Do whatever you can do.
All right. Why sell it? Why sell it?
Because I can't take care of it.
Who's asking you to take care of it? I'll take care of it.
Like you took care of the trailer?
What do you mean like took care of the trailer?
The roof fall in.
Yeah, well I asked you to pay half. You said you didn't want to do it. You'd rather the thing fell in. You said you'd rather the thing fall in. I mean, pretty well what we believe is that you are nothing other than essentially looking to steal as much money as you can in order to get up to South Dakota.
That's the way you are. It's just your own rotten behavior.
I haven't taken anything.
I didn't
steal that trailer from you. You signed it over. That was the deal. It wasn't offered to you.
Well, you buy the son of a bitch then. I didn't have to put my money into it. I'm the one that bought and paid for it. Wasn't you?
No, well, that wasn't the deal.
No, you changed the deal.
I didn't change the deal. But we won't indeed get into that. No. I'm going to be here Saturday the 23rd. Okay. I'm probably going to get an injunction against you selling it. How much you want for it?
You'll be for sale on Saturday.
Well, it ain't gonna be on for sale for Saturday because you don't have any authority to sell it. Or you're not gonna have any authority to sell it.
Why don't you sell it?
Then bring her down here and have her sell it.
Well, she signed the papers and then bring it down here and sell it.
She's already signed the papers?
Not yet.
Alright.
Sold yet.
Huh? Well, I'm gonna be here at 9 o'clock telling anybody who buys this is gonna be buying a lawsuit.
Okay, and I'll be telling them where to start digging so they can get somebody to pay for the sound bits at.
Why?
That's what you wanna be. You get the fucking ass out of here, dig up all your goddamn money, and get it out of here.
Uh huh. Say again? Well, that has nothing to do.
Dig up your fucking money and get it out of here.
Or what?
You got fucking how much money and how much silver and how many guns buried out here?
What's it to you?
It ain't.
I don't trust you. You're selling the place. Hell no, I don't trust you. If I have to, I'll send you to prison. All right. What have I stole from you?
You stole that trailer from me.
Did steal that trailer from you. It has my name on it. You act like I pulled a gun on you.
I couldn't live my own home.
That's a lie.
Well, you're
about as loud a piece of shit as ever walked.
Uh-huh. Well, you can go suck sister's ass all you
want. Well, I don't know. Pretty well the rest of the family's agreed.
Well, good for them. What the hell have any of you ever done for Mom?
We haven't stole from her.
Yeah, hell you ain't.
Well, what have I stole from Mom?
What have I stole from Mom?
$153,000 and this farm.
Money.
Well, you can't be trusted.
Well, like I say, you come out here and pull some shit, I'll tell them where your shit's buried and where they can dig. Is that fair? Well,
I don't know. If it sounds to me like I have a litigation against you for anything that's missing.
No, it's on there. It's been over here. I mean, you need to get it out of here. I don't trust you with nothing.
Hello. I'm out here, and the thing says real estate auction, Jim Levens, 417-434-4528, and he's going to have a real estate auction February 23rd. Mom hasn't signed the papers, so essentially he's not going to see reason, so I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and get an injunction, and, he's screaming about how he could tell people I buried my silver.
How is it good luck for you, a no-good bastard like you going after an 80-year-old woman?
I ain't going after an 80-year-old
woman.
Your
mom's going to be 80 here in a few days.
I know. I'm trying to keep you from stealing it. If she don't want no more, she'd give it to me.
Well, anyway, why should you give for a worthless bastard like you? Ain't you got enough?
See that here? I mean, it seems to me that we're going to have to go ahead and definitely get a guardianship from Mother.
Yeah, do what you can
and,
do. Just do it.
I mean, get an accounting here. And I guess
where the
I'm
hell's Dad's
to...
house? It's gone. Jenny's house is gone.
Okay. In any case, he has this thing.
I'm selling less than an acre of ground.
Write this down. 417-434-4528. And I'll go ahead and call. I'll go ahead and call this Jim Levens. Explain. 417-434-4528. And you and I will go ahead and call him and tell him is that
you just suck sister's ass.
Essentially, he
you
doesn't
want.
Have any.
Like say, she just come in like a snake. He changed the goddamn bit.
Calm
she's
down,
another
Bill.
Thief that
calm
stole
down,
my
Bill.
Money.
Anyway, 417-434-4528. 4528. I'm recording Pig Oak and he knows it here. So essentially, I don't even think he's really mentally stable here. So I'm gonna go ahead and
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean essentially you can't. I mean essentially he's yelling and screaming here and saying I stole the trailer from him and all this. And essentially, he said he's going to tell everybody where I buried my silver and money that he thinks he got. And, he's not going to see reason. So essentially, I think we're just going to have to go ahead and do what we have to
like
do.
Say,
anyway, tomorrow.
I supported your worthless ass and that happened to you. 28 years old. You
oh, you're full of shit.
It isn't yours. Yeah, but I think you're worthless, no good
he's
ass.
Trying, he's
calling
he's,
you.
He's getting real
calling
close,
you.
He's looking
you
for
know?
An excuse. He's looking for an excuse to attack me here.
Yeah. How many times you beat up on me when I was little, you piece of dog shit? You just powering over everybody.
Really?
You're ruthless son of a bitch.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and... Why don't you go ahead and... So go ahead and call the sheriff. I'll stay here.
Yeah.
I'll stay here and explain to him that he's about to go ahead and do something criminal.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's the type of person. I'd say my girlfriend know what type of person she was. She didn't want nothing to do with her.
Huh? Oh, I don't want, nobody wants anything to do with her. No. All right, bye.
It's your second sister's ass.
You're in fine form here.
Yeah. Here she sold her inheritance off for a little of nothing, for about half of what it's worth.
I didn't make her do that.
Well, she done it on her own, didn't she?
Okay, well, that's true.
So where's sister at? She around here?
Yeah, went out there here, and Pook has a sale saying real estate auction, Jim Levins. And you write down 417-434-4528. Okay. 417-434-4528. 4528. February 23rd, Saturday, 9 a.m. 4528. 434-4528. And I called Susan, old Pip, he was working his way to get all vicious and violent here, so Susan said she told him to go ahead and call the sheriff.
Call the sheriff, come on over. Out of here. I mean, you sucked the law's ass more than what I was saying. Hell of your buddies!
Well, not exactly. In case.
Well, they knocked your goddamn teeth out, didn't they?
Yeah, they
that's
did.
That's the sheriff to work for it for you.
Yeah,
you
had it. Anyway. He's making a bunch of threats, but it seems to me that, essentially if he goes ahead and costs me money, I can go ahead and sue him for whatever the hell I say that I had out here.
Yeah, whatever.
So, I mean.
Yeah, you're a sewer.
I mean,
sewer you are. Why not just
I'll sit here for a while, explain to the sheriff that I guess I'll have to come over tomorrow and essentially put an end to this nonsense that he's trying to pull.
Yeah.
Okay? He's not gonna see reason. There's no reason for him to sell this place.
One acre
here.
Of ground. It ain't even an acre of ground.
Yeah, he
five,
just wants
six, seven,
yeah, well you're not
ground.
you're not selling an inch. Okay?
Well, what about sister? What'd she sell? What them kids in Florida, what'd they sell?
Well, it was theirs, wasn't it?
Well, this is mob's, aunt.
Well, I know that it's mob.
It's mob.
That's why. That's
mob
why.
Get some money for it.
That we don't know that.
You're
essentially.
Mob gets some money. What's a worthless bastard like you need for it? Need it? She don't need it. No.
Well,
more.
What happens? He's going to quote sell it, and then he's going to get a signature. I guess I'm going to have to be out here at 9 o'clock. Well, I'm going. Yeah, well, this is going to call this Jim Levin, so I'm going to go ahead and call him too. Is that essentially? Essentially, he's been embezzling from our mother. And essentially, anybody who buys it or sells it is going to end up facing litigation. So essentially, there needs to be, just listen to them here, and I have been recording them. I mean, just listening to them. I mean, we're just going to have to go ahead and just put an end to it. You know what I mean? Alright? Okay. Alright, so. Huh? Yeah, Saturday the 23rd, but I'll go ahead and talk to this Levins. Susan will talk to him. And tomorrow I'll probably go ahead and get a writ to keep, to essentially where he can't sell any mom's stuff anymore. You know what I mean? Okay? Alright. Anyway, the thing's beeping here. I'll go ahead and wait for the sheriff and explain that. Hey, see me
here?
Well, that's what happened. You were getting all psycho. Anyway, no, I had Susan call him. I mean, old Michael's getting pretty psycho here. You know what I mean? He's screaming about the kids. How dare they sell their property? How dare Susan sell property? How dare this happen? How dare that happen? Well, that's why I told him here, but he thinks it's, you know, he thinks it's his too, I guess. So, any case. Alright, alright. Okay, I guess I'll hang up here. Alright? Alright, bye. It would be easier if you would just simply, you know, I don't have a problem with you heading up South Dakota. But Susan, I talked to Susan yesterday, and she talked to the kids, and essentially they're worried that you'll go ahead and abuse what you've been doing to go ahead and go behind their back and sell mom's life estate as well here. So, pretty well, the kids don't really want to get involved, but they do support what me and, you know, Susan didn't want to get involved, but then she said, well, no. I mean,
yeah,
don't have any choice.
Yeah, sticking to me and you over the years. She don't bother sticking to me a little bit more. So that's fine. I expect that. I've been good to her my whole life, just like Dad was with Shirley. So, I mean, and just like your work with Dad, stay in that house for 28 years. It didn't pay no grocery, didn't pay no bills.
No, I paid, and I helped you out.
You didn't pay. You charged you $100 a month. Your lazy ass is still be in that house. Because you've been worthless bum your whole life, and you're going to continue. You just want a free hand out from the government, whoever will feed you. And then you want to bitch how
that's
cock and you got a bad taste.
That's Piglet. That, Piglet's gonna go ahead and probably get some free nigger cock here at the big house.
Hell, you've been there. Hell, I go there too.
I bet you will here. You'll be a fatter Martin Burke here.
Yeah. Well, I sell it less than an acre of ground here. It ain't like I'm selling the whole son of a bitch.
Well, you don't have any right or any authority.
Get it over with, and mom can just sell the rest of what she owns here, and we get it out of the way.
Well, get out of the way for what? What? Why sell it?
I'm saying, we'll just get rid of the rest of it. You guys want to pull some shit?
Well, you won't be able to sell any of it.
Right. We'll see. We'll just do whatever you can do.
Okay.
And when you're fucking done, the rest of it's going to be gone too.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you mean?
And that's the way you want to be. Now, you work the sons of bitches, ain't done a fucking thing for mom all these years. Sister moved out as fast as she could, and ain't done a goddamn thing for mom, and you ain't either.
So how much of mom's money is there left, anyway?
That's mom's business, ain't it?
No. I'd say that's going to be the
sister's money's left. That million she got, how much is left?
You know, the thing about it is that Susan is an adult and supposedly should take care of herself.
Well, mom's an adult. She'd take care of herself.
No. Any case. I'll go ahead.
I'll throw your shit in the trailer over on your side, and I'll sell that damn trailer for whatever I get for it.
Well, you can't really sell it without.
Belongs to me.
No. That ain't, yeah, I talked to Lois about that. That's not. I mean,
she argued. She gave me the title to it. It's like that trailer sitting there. It's got a title. I got the title to it. I own the son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have other things to go ahead and discuss here than your activity.
Well, like I say, I know it's just, you know, like I say, you beat the hell out of me whenever you felt like when you was young. I can return the favor.
Okay.
Like I say, you fucked me on that trailer, so I just beat some
of it. I didn't fuck you out of anything. You agreed. I should not.
You're
you're the thief.
Stole from me.
I didn't steal from you.
Stole from me.
You. It wasn't. It was mom that was supposed to pay for it. Okay. Well, that's what you end up saying.
Bum your whole life. You always will be a bum. A worthless piece of dog shit.
Uh-huh. Well, you're the one who's stealing from mom.
That's mom's money.
Yeah, for her, you to steal.
You gotta give it to somebody.
Uh-huh. So that's the way you justify it.
Ain't that the way sister looks at it? Dad's house belonged to her. She stole, spent the money. Did you get on her ass about it?
No.
She sold her inheritance. Did you get on her ass about it?
No.
Kids sold theirs. Did you get on their ass about it?
No. But then, yeah, you're selling what ain't yours. I'm not bitching. I'm not bitching about you selling. I'm not bitching about you selling your property.
She don't need it.
She don't need it, so you need to have it.
If you want it, you come buy it.
You need to have it, in other words, huh?
You can buy it.
You need to have it.
I don't need it either. That's why I'm getting rid of it. I work my ass.
I know. You don't. You know, it's not yours.
Get your fucking lazy ass up here. Look what we've done inside. I'll fix it up clean. I've worked my ass before. Clean yourself out.
Why? So what did you do with the stuff you quote cleaned out? Threw it to the trash?
I put it up the storage.
Where? Where? Sold my bed and all that, huh?
There's some of your uniforms in there. Get them out. Boy, you're a stinky bastard.
Why?
The attic I'll clean out later.
Well, it looks to me, it's true.
If you want this anchor ground, come bid on the side of the fence.
Well, I have to put up 10%, and then you might only go for a few thousand dollars, but I can't take care of it anymore.
Then don't!
Leave
it here!
You ain't got to take care of nothing!
I ain't going to get to take care of nothing, huh?
Well, you didn't take care of the trailer.
I went ahead and tried to take care of trail. You
didn't do a very good job.
No, I didn't. Because you...
I have one thing on that trailer. That's why you didn't get up there. There's all my money in that trailer.
It wasn't meant to be your money. It was supposed to be a trailer for Mom.
I bought it for Mom and you run her out.
I didn't run her out.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't run her out. You're lying about that. In any case. Okay, well, I don't have any control over him. Hello. Oh, sheriff's just coming here.
Is there a fight going on here?
Not yet, hopefully. What happens is that in 1999, the estate of my grandmother got settled. And he, pretty well we ended up giving him power of attorney.
Okay.
And she got $150,000 in the farm.
Well, she owned
the now, as you can see,
I'm selling less than acre ground with this old house.
Yesterday, he said he was going to go ahead and sell it.
Mom, you want to talk to Mom, and she can say it's okay for that she wants it sold, or what's the deal?
I see that there's a real estate auction.
Yeah, there's a real estate auction.
Yeah, they're selling less than an acre. It's just going to run from here up there. It's like 5/6 of an acre, because I'm moving to South Dakota, and I can't take care of this old house.
Right.
I bought a place in town, and it went half, and he didn't pay a nickel on it, and he left the roof fall in, and I'm going to go to shit.
Okay.
And so, I mean, if he wants it, say he can show up at 12 o'clock and bid on it. I mean, he's got money buried all over this son of a bitch. He can dig up his money and pay for it. And see, if this worthless bastard, if I had nickel, I wouldn't trust him with nothing where my money's buried. He can go dig up his money.
Okay, if he's done, when he's played my side of the story here, or at least the rest of the family.
Who actually physically owns the property?
My mother.
Did your mom authorize the sale of the property?
Yes.
He's saying that he does.
Where is she?
She's in Midland, South Dakota,
where he got control.
Where you're going back to.
Yeah. Where he's going back to. Okay, my side is this here. I came out here, he's yelling and screaming. I talked to my sister. She said, she called the sheriff. I said, yeah, go ahead and call the sheriff. We'll go ahead and get this established. What happens is that he got 153,000.
Here's what it comes down to as far as the sheriff's department's concerned.
Sure.
Is there a legal sale going to happen on that property?
The question is whether it's not a legal sale because...
Well, I know that Jim Leavens isn't going to be involved in it if there's not a legal sale. I've known him for 30 years.
My sister and I'm going to go ahead and call and say that what he's done here is he has pretty well, him and his girlfriend, have pretty well, as far as we can tell, we think he's stolen $153,000.
That is for a court to decide.
What I'm going to do is tomorrow or Wednesday, last year,
and she's already run through it.
Okay.
And your kids, that
there's
do for
a million what we're, what we're going to do, what we're going to do
and
is we're going to ask,
about,
we're going to ask for a change of guardian.
Ago.
We're going to ask that the money that
is
was
it
turned
been
over
3 years since this happened.
Since the death or what?
Since all this money distributed and everything.
1999.
It doesn't matter anymore. 3 years, you're done. Civil case is over. You can't do anything.
No. What we're doing is we're saying that he's gone through the money. We're going to ask for a change of guardian. That's what we're going to do. I mean, essentially, him and his girlfriend, we think, has stolen $153,000.
Okay. He laid around that house these 28 years mm-hmm. old. I supported him.
Okay.
I supported him.
What?
And just like my sister, too, she can't manage. I've supported her, too.
What do you do up in South Dakota?
Huh?
What do you do up in South Dakota?
We got each inherited 1,700 acres of land up there.
Yeah.
My sister sold hers for $1 million. And then she's pissy because I'm selling less than an acre of this ground.
Well,
I 800 mile away, I can't take care of this whole house.
I know that.
Why not sell the whole place?
I told him, I said, you go ahead and do what you want to do, go through all the bullshit, and then when we're done, Ma can just sell, because I don't like to sell any land, and he don't either, and so they're all pissy, because this old house, my sister got to the Department of Aging out here, so I don't know how many times, because she thought Mom should be living
in
this old house.
Why does it need, I mean, essentially, he moved my mom out of state up to Midland so he can control it.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
But on the other hand, that takes a lot of meanness. You run 800 miles, then you got to run that 800 miles.
I'll be on mine. I'm recording this. My point is that what he's done is that he was given power of attorney.
He court somebody?
No.
It's one-party consent, Missouri. You can do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In any case, what we're thinking is that he and his girlfriend have pretty well gone through Mom's money, and now
who's your guardian right now?
I don't have a guardian.
You don't have a guardian?
No.
Okay. I thought you had a guardian.
Oh, I had power. I had Roxy power attorney when I was locked up in the nut house illegally. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, right? I think it was pretty. I remember that case, and I don't know if that was necessarily not a good thing for you.
Well, no, I mean, the Newton County Police Department knocked out four...
County Police Department.
I'm sorry, Newton County Sheriff's Department. The deputy went ahead and knocked out four of my teeth, taking me up to the nut house. And the whole entire thing was...
He can't keep his mouth shut.
That might be the case. Essentially, what happens is that the rest of the family...
Today, what's going on is that...
I told him, because we're putting flyers out, that we're going to sell
he's
it.
Pretty well run,
I said, I told him, I said, if you want this... Mom's still got... most of her money left. Unlike
he's
the
one. No, well, we don't know that. We don't know that. I mean,
have you talked to her?
He doesn't allow us to have
a phone.
Yeah,
no, let's call her.
Call her.
Okay.
Let's just call her and get done with it.
That's right. Okay. Get the lowdown.
Let's just call her.
But what happens is that we don't know what he's done with her $153,000. We don't know.
To me, it looks like he's taking care of her.
I don't think he's taking very good care of her. If he's gone through $150,000,
go take care of her yourself.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's she why I would. Because
they left it up to me to look
at
it.
She needs a place to come down to see this house.
You want to talk to my mom?
Yeah, what's her name?
Sure.
Martina. Talk to the sheriff's department about this place out here.
Martina.
Oh, Is this her name, Lindstedt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Lindstedt, this is Corporal Barnes of the Sheriff's Department. Hey, I'm here with both. Do what?
What'd she do?
I think she's switching phones.
Okay. I don't see how she'd do that.
She'd do that. No.
Hello, Miss Lindstedt, are you there? She's still on the phone.
Yeah.
She's still there.
Well.
So, what, you need backup?
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
it doesn't matter whether you agree with him or where you agree with me. I mean, as I look at it,
I'm
going
to listen to your mother, okay. And whatever she says is going to go.
That's all right. Well, I mean, that's good. Okay. I'll probably end up having to file suit anyway tomorrow, whether or not it gets anywhere.
What are you filing suit for?
I'm going to go file suit to have my mom put under a guardianship other than his and to make an account.
She's still holding the phone. I don't know what she's done. She's like...
It almost looks like she said, I'm switching something.
Yeah.
And maybe she was trying to get onto speakerphone or whatever. Okay.
My
would
point...
you back off my car?
Right. Just a little my point is that he... I guess I was stupid.
Today, we just got a verbal argument going on.
Verbal argument.
On the property.
Disagreement on the property.
No,
it's a disagreement. Tomorrow.
So today, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get in my car and go on home. That's what we're going to do.
Let's get her done.
Okay. But what tomorrow is that I guess
who
I'm going to have to go ahead and do what
you?
I would do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So get in your car and move it on home, and you go ahead and file your suit tomorrow.
All right.
That's up for the court. If nothing here has happened, it's a crime today.
Here's a policeman. We'll talk to him. Tell him you want to get rid of this old house because you ain't gonna live there no more.
That old house
you live in down here in Missouri.
You mean house you used to live in?
Yeah. You said you want to get. Yeah. You said you want to get rid of this sacred ground because you won't live in this old house.
She don't know.
You said it was okay here a few days ago. We've been working here for 2 months.
That's his girlfriend.
I don't know.
She's gone through her 13,000.
Yeah, she got some help.
Is there any hurry about it?
No, there ain't no hurry. Don't sell it.
Saturday, Mom.
No, we're not.
You said you didn't want that old house no more.
Well, now you want it. Mom, you can move down here and Mrs. will take care of you.
I like the porch on there.
She likes sitting on the porch.
There's not much left of that porch.
Well,
we redone it.
Yes, we want you to. We want you to come down here, Mom.
Yeah, sister. Every time you rode around with brother, he won $50,000 of your money. Remember?
I didn't want $50,000 of her money.
She said, "I know it. I know it."
Well, she also says she don't know about selling it. Too.
She wouldn't even ride. She didn't want to ride in the same car.
No, you gotta do that.
I'm gonna open the door.
I don't know, Mike.
She don't know, Mike. She don't necessarily want to do this.
Okay. Who's going to clean this up?
I've been out here for 2 months.
I noticed that it's been getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
What have you done?
No, I haven't done anything. I mean, Officer Barnes, it seems like you're taking sides here unlawfully. I don't know. I don't know. It sounds to me like you're working your way to be an accessory to theft here.
Your sister called him out here.
Huh?
You called him out here. You can't back like that after you called him
What's this here?
You can't badger him after the.
He's trying to go ahead and side with you. No. We'll let court. Fine.
All I'm saying is who's fighting and who am I going to take to jail if somebody needs to go?
You don't need to send me to jail. I'm just simply.
You probably need to get in your car and need to go.
I probably do.
All right. There's your car.
All right. But you get here. You did hear from my mother. You did hear from my mother, and she don't know about Summer's place.
Yeah, she don't know.
She's so senile. She just needs Mike to finish off stealing what she has left.
Okay, your two boys are out here. They're kind of arguing over the property. I've got Martin and
Mike.
And more than anything, I care that they don't fight anymore. The property I have nothing to do with. But what can we do today to stop the arguing?
We're selling less than an acre, Mom.
Less than an acre.
Don't need to sell it, though, Mother. Okay. You need to have a house to come back to.
All right, so that's okay.
Yeah, I do, Mom.
Well, yes. Do you want Crystal living next to you?
Okay. Ma'am, that's all I need to know is if it's okay.
And...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Martin, if you want to move to South Dakota, I'm sure everyone would appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure they would. That's what the thing here. But okay. Essentially, my annoyance.
You told me you were leaving a second ago.
Okay, you also essentially seemed to me that you were sort of siding with them.
Your mom said it was okay.
My mom initially said she didn't know, and then you tried to go ahead and clarify her or something like that. I'll get in my car. All right. I said before, I don't know why I'll be going to jail. You're the one who's going ahead and siding with him here. I have a problem with corrupt police officers who try to go ahead and essentially aid other thieves here.
I know it.
That's why, Mother, you need a house to move back to when you get tired of Crystal. Well, that wasn't exactly the truth here.
The whole 12,000, he moved in and took worthless shit, cluttered up the house. He has chickens in the bathtub, stuffed it up, and he stays up till daylight, and she couldn't sleep down there. She couldn't live there. So then we had to come out here.
Sell this old house. Because you need money. You need money to go to South Dakota, having stolen $150,000 of it. She might have nothing in the bank. There's no need to sell this place. There's no need.
I told him what I do.
Mike and Crystal want.
I'll just start telling people where all his money's buried out here, because I know where it's buried, and let them start digging for it.
So in short, he's going to go ahead and aid people steal my money.
I wouldn't trust you for $5,000.
Well, obviously, I should trust you where my money's buried.
Come out here every day, start digging, get it out of here. I don't want it. Pick up your money, get it out of here.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead in my civil lawsuit and name the Newton County Sheriff's Department as well here. No, I doubt you will.
Well,
I'm doing $150,000.